My name is Mike Whittles, and I'm 58 years old, turned 58 on 11-11-11. My diagnosis is I have stage 4 pancreatic cancer. We're self-employed. We have a Servpro cleaning and restoration business, which is a national franchise. My spare time, I like to coach high school football, and that takes up a lot of my time. And frankly, that's what I'm doing now. I'm going into my 14th year of coaching high school football at Spalding. The nice thing about the football program is it's a distraction. It takes my mind away from the things that are going on inside my body. And as far as the football team goes, I really think they learned a lot about love this year. And we've always preached it. But this year with, you know, when they got the news that I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, they immediately went to the chapel every day up at Archbishop Spalding, and every day they go to the chapel to pray. And that afternoon, I went up to the school because my concern was I don't want them to think, oh, my God, Coach is dying. Okay, I just look at it, as long as I got a life to live, I'm going to live my life, and I'm going to do what I can do while I'm here. And that's kind of the message I'm sending to them, that, you know, we just don't give up. We don't quit. You know, football taught me a lot about what I'm going through. In football, sometimes you're going to go play against somebody who's just going to be bigger, stronger, faster, and tougher than you. And you got to just suck it up. And because there's no place to run, there's no place to hide. And you just have to toughen up yourself and man up and just do the best you can. And that's kind of one of the lessons that I've been able to carry with me through this journey, that when I'm feeling down, I've got to toughen up, and I just have to shake, like I said, get that devil off your shoulder and get those bad thoughts out of your head. I tell my kids all the time, if they're getting half as much inspiration from me as I get from them because of their efforts, they're getting a lot. Because I draw from them, I'm drawing a lot of my strength from what they do. So it's a win-win for everybody.